President Bush today said Saddam Hussein's government has passed into history, and he called on United Nations to lift economic sanctions against Iraq. In another sign of growing U.S. control in the country, Commanding General Tommy Franks made his first visit to Baghdad. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
General Franks flew from his Central Command headquarters in Qatar to Baghdad. There, he held a relaxed meeting in one of Saddam Hussein's former palaces, which now serves as a command center for American ground forces in the Iraqi capital. Before long, Franks is expected to establish his own command post inside Iraq. Major General Stanley McChrystal of the Pentagon Joint Staff says that should improve communication with troops in the field.
Even though we've got very modern long-haul communications, it's still good to be close. But then it also gives the person who's making the decisions what we call the feeling of the mud between his toes. There's no replacing walking on the ground, leading your people, getting a feel for the situation that you just can't get from any distance away.
There were unconfirmed reports today of more shooting in the northern city of Mosul. Yesterday, U.S. Marines shot and killed 7 Iraqis there during a violent anti-American demonstration outside a government building. McChrystal says military officials are still investigating the incident.
I will say it highlights the complexity of the situation, where we have service people trying to bring stability to an area and having elements of whatever party or group trying to oppose that.
Elsewhere in the north, conditions appear to be more peaceful. Brigadier General Vincent Brooks of Central Command says restoring electricity is still a major concern, but progress is being made.
Power, water, and food are all functional and adequate in most areas of the north. 4 key cities have been assessed as permissive security environments, and that's an important step that's been made, and it lets humanitarian action occur with much greater density and activity.
Brooks says looting in the cities has been dramatically reduced. In Baghdad, U.S. troops have issued handguns to Iraqi police officers to help in maintaining order. McChrystal says parts of Iraq are still dangerous.
The combat operations that remain, there are some parts of the country we have not moved into at all. So there are potential in those locations for fights. But in most areas, we are transitioning fairly rapidly to support and stability.
With that changing mission comes a need to change the makeup of U.S. forces in Iraq. McChrystal says General Franks is withholding some units and reassigning others. The 1st Cavalry Division has not been sent into Iraq, for example, but some military police officers have. The Pentagon's controller today estimated the cost of the war so far as $20 billion and said it would cost several billion dollars more to bring troops home when they're ready. General McChrystal says it's too soon to predict the cost of the policing effort or how many troops will be needed.
What I believe General Franks will do is he'll make his initial assessment as we continue to flow these forces over. He'll position forces and then start to draw those down as the situation in each area sorts itself out.
President Bush signed an $80 billion spending bill today. More than $60 billion of that is earmarked for the Pentagon to help cover the cost of war and reconstruction. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.